To cultivate compassion, first let yourself sit in a centered and grounded and quiet way. Feel your body resting on the earth, stable, present, and yet gracious and at ease. Feel how your life breath moves softly in and out of your body, and feel the whole settledness of your body as you sit, your heartbeat, the life within you. Feel as well how you treasure your own life, how you guard yourself in the face of your sorrows. Because many people find it difficult to feel compassion and love for themselves, this practice of shared compassion begins first with someone you love. As you sit quietly, bring to mind someone close to you whom you dearly love. Picture someone with whom there's not a great deal of conflict or difficulty, where the love and care is easy and natural. As you remember them, feel this natural caring that you have for their life. Notice how easy it is to hold them in your heart. And as you remember and see them in your mind's eye and feel their presence within you, now let yourself become aware of the measure of sorrows that they carry in their life, the suffering that life has brought to this loved one. And as you sense and feel their measure of sorrows, notice how naturally your heart opens to wish them well, to extend comfort, to share in their pain, and to meet their pain with compassion. This is the natural response of the heart. To open further still, begin softly as a whisper in your own heart and mind to recite some of the simple phrases of compassion. Picture them and say softly, "May you be held in compassion. May your pain and sorrow be eased. May you be at peace." And as you see them and hold them in your heart, continue for a time this simple recitation. May you be held in compassion. May your pain and sorrow be eased. May you be at peace. And allow the caring and compassion to deepen as you continue. Take your time. Hold them with tenderness. And now imagine this loved one could turn their gaze back to you. Imagine they could see you with their care and their natural love for you. And imagine them now, too, as they gaze at you, becoming aware of the measure of sorrows, of the burdens and suffering that you carry in your own life. As if you could see yourself through their eyes, how they would look at you, your struggles and hurts, your losses and betrayals, your fears and confusions and deep pain, and how their heart would naturally open to you, their love transforming into natural mercy and compassion. And feel how they would want you to hold your own sorrows with the same compassion and gaze that you gave to them, and they would teach you to recite, "May I be held in compassion. May all the sorrows and struggles and sufferings of my life be held in great compassion." And breathe gently as you recite these words. May my difficulties and hard times be held in compassion. May my pain and sorrow be eased. And may I find peace. Just as this one who cares about you would wish for compassion and understanding in your heart, so you recite for yourself, "May I be held in compassion. May all the sorrows and difficulties, the struggles and pain of my life be held in great compassion." Breathe gently. May my pain and sorrow be eased. And may I be at peace and feel the ease and the peace that comes even as you say these words. As the spirit of compassion grows in you, know that you will survive. Know that you carry the lamp of wisdom and compassion within your own heart. Know that you will get through your difficulties and sense your dignity and your courage and your capacity to love, the great stream of love and compassion underneath it all. Take your time with yourself as you did with your loved one. Breathe gently and stay with the practice of compassion for as long as you wish. If it's helpful, you can place your hand on your heart, as if you could hold yourself and all that you carry with the kindness of a Buddha. Now, after a time, you can extend your compassion to others you know. Let yourself envision loved ones, friends, community members. Take them one at a time at first and hold the image of this person in your heart. As you feel your love for them, become aware of their difficulties, their struggles, their burdens and measure of sorrow, and wish them well. May you hold your sorrows in great compassion. May your struggles and difficulties be held with kindness. Breathe gently. May you be held in compassion. May your pain and sorrows be eased. May you find peace. And breathe gently, continue well-wishing of this other loved one, or of a whole sequence of loved ones and friends, one at a time, met with these phrases of compassion, held in tenderness. May your sorrows and difficulties be held in great compassion. May your pain and suffering be eased. May your heart be at peace. And after a time, as you feel ready, you can open your compassion further now to other friends and neighbors, to your community, to all who suffer in the world, to those who are easy and those who are difficult, to those far and near, even to those who might be causing difficulty. And finally, to the brotherhood and sisterhood of all beings. Take your time, breathe gently, and use several simple phrases of well-wishing. May your sorrows and struggles be held in compassion. May your pain and suffering be eased. May your heart be at peace. And as you envision friends, neighbors, the brotherhood and sisterhood of beings, human and animals, all beings in every direction, let your heart become a transformer for the sorrows of the world. Feel the breath in the area of your heart as if you could breathe gently in and out through your heart. And feel the kindness of your heart and envision with each breath that you can allow the sorrows and struggles of these beings to touch your heart. And with each breath out, you can extend your compassion. Breathe in gently, and with each out-breath, may your sorrows be held in compassion. Breathe in gently, let the heart be touched by these beings, and breathe out. May your pain and struggles be eased. Breathe in gently and let the heart be touched by all the struggles of the world. And breathe out. May your hearts be at peace. As you breathe, begin to envision your heart as a purifying fire that can touch the pains of the world and transform them into the luminosity and warmth of compassion. Be gentle with this practice. It is not a practice of struggle, but a step-by-step way of opening to the great heart of compassion within you. Let the breaths and the sorrows that touch you burn away all the obstacles to compassion, so your heart opens to its naturally generous and fearless state. Breathe in and out, and feel all the beings close around you and farther out to every direction and dimension of this world and beyond. May you all be held in compassion. May your pain and sorrows be eased. May your hearts be at peace. And with each breath, the tenderness and mercy of compassion from yourself and loved ones to all that lives. Like the mother or father of the world, You hold the world in your heart with each breath. Take your time. And finally, to complete the circle, bring compassion back to yourself, to this one magnificent and tender human being seated here, and holding yourself again with the great spirit of compassion in each breath, just as I wish well for all those around me. May I too be held in great compassion. And feel this compassion for yourself, for every cell of your body and every part of your being. May my struggles and suffering be held in compassion. May my pain and sorrow be eased. And may my heart be at peace.